And we welcome in the superintendent of the RBB School District and our good friend, Dr. Mike Wilcox. Dr. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, fellas. How about you guys?
We love the smell of fireworks in the morning as my neighborhood continued the annual tradition of lighting them off 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days after the 4th of July. Did you and your family have a great holiday?
We did. We did. We were down at Dale Hollow Lake.
I saw some pictures online. I went to Dale Hollow as a kid once. You can get lost on that body of water.
It's fantastic. You don't realize how huge that place is.
Yes. Right there on the Tennessee-Kentucky border.
Wow.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of fingers that curl. You can just find. You can go get lost there quite easily, and you're halfway to the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're out in the middle of. If you want to get lost as far as cell phone coverage, that's a good play.
That is. Yes. That is. Well, it's great you had a great holiday, and believe it or not, we talked about this yesterday on the air. We are 1 month from school starting. Now we are one day less than one month from school starting. If we're new to the district in RBB, give us some tips and some help on what are some great resources we can use to either get kids enrolled, what kind of shots do I need, what district do I live in. Help us out where we can make an easier transition as these days are going to go faster and faster as we get closer to August 3rd.
That is exactly right. Well, first of all, as always, one resource is our website. And that, of course, is www.rbbschools.net. And log on there, and you will find that starting kind of when school starts, pardon me, Monday, August 3rd, of course, teachers come back. But students come back, believe it or not, Tuesday, August the 4th. So we'll start there. So Tuesday, August 4th will be the first day of school. Now, working backwards, our offices open July the 21st. So that would be a week from Tuesday. So if you're a new kindergarten enrollee, you can stop by the office between 9 and 3 on those days at the primary school or out at Steinsville. If you're a new kindergarten enrollee, we will be doing new student registration on the 27th for all grades and all schools. And then if you are a returnee or even a new student still, the 28th. So registration is the 27th and the 28th.
Dr. Wilcox, I've got a kid, kindergarten, never been in the school system before. What do I need to get my child enrolled in RBB?
Sure. Bring immunization record. So that's
all the shots.
That's a must. Bring a birth certificate. Bring a birth certificate, and if you have proof of residence, light bill, anything like that, bring that with you, so we can get you all set up in the computer. And if you're out of the corporation, don't fret. Bring that, and we will get you squared away with a transfer request form, and we'll get that filled out, which just takes a few minutes, and that comes to me, and I will approve that.
What happens if I need to take a school bus to school? How do I do that?
When at registration, we will have a transportation person there to answer all of those questions.
So that's the biggest fear, isn't
it?
What bus number? Where do I pick it up? When's
exactly.
it going to drive by? What happens if my question was, what if I sleep in and miss the bus? Do I have to run across this neighborhood to catch it at its next stop? Do I have to call a taxi? What happens there? But that's the fun stuff, because if you get to, again, the office opens on the 21st, and you can get ahead and get a plan put together and take the stress off of you and your children, because sometimes if the parent has it, doesn't that kind of trickle down onto the kid as well?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, now, Dr. Wilcox, I have just moved into your area, and I've got a kid who's going to be a freshman in high school, and he's interested in doing sports. What do we do? How do we get involved there?
Go ahead and call the office on the 21st. If you haven't been over to school already at open gym or open summer weights or practice, we need to get you a physical, and you can get that in the junior high or high school office, and the physical will be good from now through the end of this coming school year for any and all sports.
So what I'm hearing is it's not terribly complicated, but start with the school system.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So do you expect a smooth transition? I understand from what you've said before, you're anticipating an increased enrollment of students.
We are. For example, our kindergartners, usually about this time, we know about where we're at as far as numbers, and we're about, gosh, at the end of school, we were about 40 above that. Right now, we're still about 25 above that as far as enrollment. The last 2 years, we've had our largest classes, at least in a number of years. We have 248 first graders and 228 kindergartners this last year.
You got enough room for all these folks?
Well, we do today. We do today, but that's something that we've gone started the planning on that and looking at that on exactly what we need, what our anticipated growth. There's of course, as you guys know, there's a lot of unknowns. There's the projections with I-69. Mm-hmm. And there's data that we've received through the Chamber of Commerce that says in 5 years that Ellettsville will grow as a town 30%. And you know how that equates out to us here as a result of that. So the next 5 years are going to be very, very interesting. We are almost certain that we're going to at least still see steady growth. But that could be a larger influx of students in a short amount of time. So.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Wilcox, who is the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School System. One last question, Dr. Wilcox. When I do all of this registering and getting my child enrolled for the first time, is this going to cost me something? Do I need to bring money too?
When you register on the 27th and 28th. We will have textbook technology fees there that will be for each grade level based on use of book.
Okay.
or all. It's different for each grade. Not a lot, but a few dollars and cents. It is optional that day. Just like all of us personal, we hope we can go ahead and take care of it that day, get it taken care of. And if somebody, needs some assistance and all, we've got paperwork right there that you can fill that out and get you some good help on that as well.
What's left? You've only got, as we mentioned, 1 month from today. What's on your radar to get ready for the school year?
How about that? Just getting with everybody and making sure that all the details are ready to roll. We're going to after we come back on the when the principals, building administrators come back on the 21st. We'll get together a few days and look and talk about things of where we're at. And boy, it. Gosh, you know, a month will be rolling.
Get that checklist out. Start clicking those boxes before the kids at RBB return to school August 4. The teachers are back on the 3rd. And again, administrative offices open 2 weeks from today, July 21st, to get everybody registered, to get sports players' physicals, to make sure everybody has their shots, records, textbooks. You can take care of that all starting on July 21st, correct?
Correct.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We better let you go. You only got a couple weeks left to enjoy.
Fantastic. Hey. It'll go by. It's the quickest few weeks of the year. You know how that is.
It is. All right, Dr. Mike, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll get caught up with you before you know it.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.